Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Let's take a look at some clips here quick. Prosecutor on this in the opening statements, let's take a look at how they open up this case.
When someone plays make-believe with a real gun in a real-life workplace, and while playing make-believe with that gun violates the cardinal rules of firearm safety, people's lives are endangered, and someone could be killed. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what this case is about. It's simple, it's straightforward. The evidence will show that someone who played make-believe with a real gun and violated the cardinal rules of firearm safety is the defendant, Alexander Baldwin. You will hear over the course of the next few days that in the fall of 2021, a movie called Rust began filming at the Bonanza Creek Ranch just south of Santa Fe in Santa Fe County. You will learn that this movie was a Western with a lot of gun action. And while it was a movie set, it was a real-life workplace for many people. But you will hear this workplace was on a tight budget. And you will learn that some of the people who were hired to work at this workplace were very inexperienced. And one of those was the armorer, a very young woman named Hannah Gutierrez Reed. You will hear testimony from crew members who worked on the set, who will tell you that to them, Ms. Gutierrez's inexperience was obvious. You will also learn that this workplace has some talented people. And one of those was the director of photography, a vibrant 42-year-old rising star named Helena Hutchins. You will also learn that the director of this film was Joel Souza, another talented individual who cares deeply for his projects.
So introducing it that way, I thought it was interesting the way she said they're playing make-believe. I mean, it's a level beyond make-believe here. We have a lot of professionals on set. But what did you think of that, the way that that it was introduced? And I also want to ask your thoughts on Alec Baldwin in general. Coming across kind of meek, not the Alec Baldwin I think a lot of us are used to seeing. He knows how to act, and I certainly think he's playing his role in this one. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I definitely saw Alec playing his role.
Yeah.
As he should. He's a fantastic actor, you know, regardless of what you think of him. I think he's a really accomplished actor, and he's playing his role as he should in the courtroom. I thought the prosecution right from the get-go laid out the way I think about this case as well. But at the same time, I think there's the fact that the armor was so young and so inexperienced, that was a big mistake for me in this whole thing. Was why would, because they were scrimping on a budget, they hired her. That was the critical mistake in my mind. She had no idea what firearms were. She had no business, I think, being around them. She got sentenced for it and convicted. That was where I think the thing started going downhill after they decided to have a low budget when you're dealing with a lot of firearms. But
yeah,
I think everyone played their role well, but I think I'm on board with the prosecution's, you know, the way they laid it out.
Yeah, sloppy set, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah, I really do.
Here's how the defense started out. So let's take a look.
May I proceed? Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning. This was an unspeakable tragedy, but Alec Baldwin committed no crime. He was an actor acting, playing the role of Harlan Rust. An actor playing a character can act in ways that are lethal, that just aren't lethal on a movie set. These cardinal rules, they're not cardinal rules on a movie set. And I don't have to tell you much more about this because you've all seen gunfights in movies. And the reason that can happen is because safety is ensured before the actor. On this movie set, there were people responsible for ensuring the safety of the set and the firearm. Those people failed in their duties, but Alec Baldwin committed no crime. The most critical issue in this case is how a real bullet got on a movie set. The evidence will show that real bullets are never supposed to be on movie sets. Movie sets use dummies and blanks. Movie sets use dummies, fake inert bullets that look like real bullets, they don't go bang, for when you want a close-up of the gun. You can't tell them apart from live bullets by looking at them, which is why live bullets can be nowhere near a movie set. And if the director wants a shot of the gun going, you know, bang, poof, there's blanks that they can use. And those blanks look nothing like real bullets. And they are used for those shooting scenes.
So there you go. Another look at this of, well, it's just, we're exempt from the regular firearm safety rules because it's a movie set. And here's the two different ways that they should have been looking at the bullets. I'm wondering how that's going to play to a jury.
Yeah. I don't like the statement, no cardinal rules on a movie set. There should be. There really should be. Anytime you have firearms, I don't care where you are in your world of make-believe or not, you need to have very, very high standards of safety and protocol. And there's obviously going to be a lot of changes because of this. Because both those arguments are so good.
They're
very compelling. This is going to come down to a jury based on emotion they feel towards Alec Baldwin. I think it's really going to come down to that.
All right, prediction time before we wrap up here. Obviously, it's a couple weeks away before they wrap this. Where do you think it's going to end just on what we know right now? Guilty, not guilty, hung jury? What do you think?
Boy, that's a tough one, isn't it? Here's why it's a tough one. I don't know the jury.
Yeah.
I'd really be interested in the jury selection process. I think that's really going to come down to it, much like the Karen Reed case. I think the jury is going to really play. I don't think it's going to be hung though. I think it's hard to get a hung jury. I think it's going to come down to the believability that this is. And also I think it's going to come down to, I haven't seen too much, from the judge. I'd like to see how the judge is going to deliver the instructions to the jury, because that's going to play a lot into this as well. This is going to be an emotional heartstring one.
Yeah,
without a doubt. It's going to come down to how well each guy does it. What do you think?
I'm going to go with hung jury because it's Alec Baldwin. The other two, nobody knew who they were. So I think there was less confirmation bias on who those people are. And like you were saying earlier, you can like Alec Baldwin, you can hate Alec Baldwin. And it's usually kind of like a love or hate thing. There's not a lot of in the middle with him. And I think you're going to have a group that that certainly believes that he should face penalties for this. And I think you're going to have a group that is going to be staunchly against it. And at the end of the day, I think it's going to end up like Karen Reid, where there's just going to be two totally different camps that are not going to see eye to eye, both with very valid reasons, very valid points. But I just, I don't know. Be interesting. My opinion may change by the time we get to like the time for verdict to come in. But as of right now, I'm going to vote for hung jury. We'll see if we're still there in a few weeks.
I'll go with you on hung jury right now, too, as from what we see, because, again, the it's going to come down to who likes who more. And it,
And neither side is wrong. Honestly, I don't feel like either side is wrong.
You're totally right. You know, like for me, if I sit on that jury, I'd want culpability, but I don't necessarily think there should be a massive penalty.
Yeah.
Because of all these. And so, and because in my mind, it'd be saying, well, if I can't do this because of this, and I can't do this, you know, so in my own mind, I'd be hung.
Changes need to be made on how these things are done. And I'm sure they already have been, but in the end, is either side wrong on their arguments? I don't know that they are. I think they both have very valid points, but again, changes need to be made at the end of the day, and I think that's what's going to come out of this more than anything else.
And where is it? Where's the jury take? I mean, where's the trial taking place?
This is in New Mexico. You got to take that into consideration too,
and gun ownership, that's why I asked.
And all of that, because that's a big thing. Gun ownership there, very common. It's kind of a family passed down thing where, you know, one generation teaches the next. It's typically a male that understands how to use the weapon if they're taught correctly, and they're going to learn it, and they're going to understand that this is how you handle a weapon. That's not Alec Baldwin's background. That's not where Alec Baldwin's from. He doesn't own weapons. So I think those that feel that, well, he's a man, he should already know this, they're going to think he should be found culpable or guilty on this. The ones that maybe don't have another background are going to see it the other way too, where, look, he was relying on this, on his people to do the right thing. And that did not work.
So I'm going to go based on where the trial is taking place and for all those reasons of gun ownership in that area. Generally, where you have gun ownership, you have higher levels of understanding of safety protocols with weapons. In general, again, broad swath, I'm going to say either hung jury or guilty.
All right. We will see where it's going to be in just a few weeks.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. but help is available. That's where NoCD comes in. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NoCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Tired of losing weight only to gain it all back? The weight loss experts at SlimRank.com have done the research. SlimRank.com ranks the safest, most effective GLP-1 programs that get and keep the weight off for good. Stop watching the scale go up and down. Go to SlimRank.com and pick America's number one weight loss program today. SlimRank.com. That's SlimRank.com. Your dream body is just a few months away. SlimRank.com.